in our executive meeting, as we sit at the table with the Lord and eat our daily manna and drink our living waters where we won't thirst anymore. And I sit and tell you that it is a pleasure and it is an honor to know that you're still, that you have not put God to the side and that you're still making him the first priority. And we always want to thank our apostle and first lady for making this happen, because so many people fall along the wayside, but they've made a conscious decision to just continue to keep the platform going no matter what. It is a must, and we're just thankful for that. Sometimes we get so busy that we forget to just say thank you for the things that's happening in our life. So we want to start our day off all the time just being thankful for everything, having an attitude of gratitude. Don't let whatever happened to you yesterday hold you down on today, because whatever didn't happen yesterday, it's a great possibility it can happen on today. So wake up in the mornings with a level of expectation that today will be the day that my miracle takes place. Today will be the day that my breakthrough takes place. Today will be the day that I will make a conscious decision to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior if he's not already that. So we just want to, again, thank you on this morning for coming out with us, for riding this wave with us, riding in the car, the train, the bus, the plane, wherever you are on, and knowing that all you need to do is just sit back and ride, and get to your destination. And you are going to get there. You are going to get there as long as you are attached or you're here on this broadcast with ADM, because we're coming and we're coming with no apologies. We're coming and we're coming to strive so that we can stay in our lanes, and that lane is in God's will. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer, please.
Good morning, Evangelist. And once again, good morning. Thank you. Like Evangelist said, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing to have you here with us. And we thank you, God, for having them here tune in with us to get the food of life and get this nourishment and enrichment for them, oh God. We thank you, God, because these are truly blessings in itself, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. As the sun sets for some and rises for others, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God, because that is truly a blessing in itself, oh God. We thank you, God, for throwing, you blowing fresh wind and over these, all these bones, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We can thank you, God. Thank you, God. We continue, God, to be encouraged in this day, oh God, like never before, oh God. We continue to be strong, oh God, and walk in battle, oh God, with you, oh God, like never before, oh God. Let today, oh God, be a day, oh God, of joy, God, a day of peace, oh God, a day of love, oh God. We gonna speak these things into the atmosphere, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh day, oh God. Today is a day of communication, God. Today is a day of teamwork, oh God. We thank you, God, for these things, oh God, because you add us all the joy, God, and your word does not come back void. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing in the men and the women life, God, that's on this phone right now under the voice, under the sound of my voice, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the men and women that's bringing forth the word, oh God, that's pouring into the life of the men and women, that's giving us the nourishment and giving us the enrichment we need, God, to walk into our blessings, God. We thank you, God, today, oh God, because we stand boldly, God, because we're walking through our breakthroughs, oh God. We're walking into it, oh God. We're walking into our miracles, oh God. We're walking into our blessed place, oh God. And it's because of you, oh God, we stand firm, God, because you're doing this, oh God. It's not us, oh God. Let us know, God, it's solely not us, oh God. We're just the soldiers doing the game, doing the work, God, walking and doing the plays, oh God, in this thing, oh God. We thank you, God, forevermore, God. We thank you, God. We lay our life down for you, oh God, because truly, God, this is not a game. It's not a game for me, oh God. I lay myself down for you, oh God, like never before, God, as a living sacrifice, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We give you the best praise. We give you the blessings. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for all the things you're doing right now, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for you, God, just being you, like never before, oh God. I love you. Like always, God, from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God. May you hear our praises. I love you, God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Again, we just need, I get so excited this time of morning all the time. Sometimes I'm a little bit inside myself because I'm like a child in a store now. It used to be a store called Toys R Us, and I used to love to take my sons in there just so they could find different things and whatever else. That's where I'm at with the Lord, especially because now I'm in a place where I'm receiving the truth. I'm in a place where nothing is being withheld, that everything is just laid on the table. There's no masking. There's phoniness. There's no fakeness. It's just the unadulterated truth coming in. You don't have to worry about if you're saying the wrong thing. If you're saying the wrong thing, you're being corrected. You're not walking around years and years. Same old tradition. You're just able to be yourself. And the thing I love the most is that I have welcomed in my life is what has God said to you. That's my number one thing. Learning how to love myself. That was just a big major part in my life that just held me down. And just knowing how much God loves me. And knowing how much he loves me, it makes me just love him more. And not just him, myself, and other people. And that's where we want to go on today. But I want to say this to you all. I'm not sure who was on the line last night with our teaching, but we are moving forth. I just felt it was just an awesome thing. I just feel it's an awesome thing when you, when a person just pour out. And one of the things that was said at the very beginning is that whatever God, whatever the Holy Spirit gives to me, whatever I learn, whatever is, you know, poured into me, I'm going to pour it out to everybody else. I'm not going to withhold anything. That was such a power statement. It was a power statement. I wrote it down because it's just an act of selflessness. And you have some people that go to these different conferences. They learn stuff. They study the Bible. They do this. And they want you to pay them for something. And Apostle Temple can do the very same thing. But for him to make a statement or his actions to be that way, it tells you right then and there who that person is. Words sometimes tell you the characteristic of a person. And I just wanted to put that in there. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but at the end of the day, it's things that said that make a person know that this person is genuine. This person does not want to leave anybody behind. This person is what they're saying, what they're preaching is what they mean. And those type of things need to be acknowledged. They have to be acknowledged. So we thank you, Apostle Temple, for being that person, being that apostle, being that pastor, being that prophet, that being just that man, the man that that's how you feel. That's what's in your heart, and you're not withholding anything back. And that's because that's where God has you at this point in time. And I'm going to tell you all something. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious of anybody. But I will tell you this. I'm on a race. I'm on a race right now to try to be at that same place. And even at one point in time, surpass it. Because it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing in my ears to hear it. And people probably think I'm just crazy because I'm always typing hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I want to sit in. I want God to know that he is worthy of every word that the Holy Spirit knows. He is worthy of every word that he's pouring out into someone else and they're bringing it back out. I'm not ashamed to say praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to say amen. Because if that's what it is, that's what it is. Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's where I'm at on this morning. I'm trying to be the best that I can be. And in order to do that, we're going to briefly touch on Matthew 19:19, because last night what stuck out in me in our training was self. You got the family, And you got to have self-right in order for you to be able to do different things. And our family is our number one. And with some people, what was said, if you're not married, if you don't have anybody, it's self. And Matthew 19:19 says, honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I can speak for me. One of the greatest problems that people have today is that we don't think well of ourselves. We know God's word teaches us that we are supposed to love ourselves, but it's a hard thing to do. And the reason it's so hard to do, speaking of self, I grew up person that was the ugly duckling, or the person that, you know, always did this or was blamed with this or blaming. And that was on my maternal side of the family. That's how they came with me. But on my paternal side of the family, it was something different. So it left me unbalanced. It left me unbalanced. It left a void in my heart, and things was taken away from me at an early age that I felt and that I knew that would have helped me nurture or to grow in a better place. So I was left on an island by myself all the time trying to work things out and trying to, you know, basically when you get into those type of situations, sometimes you go into a place to you start looking for love all in the wrong places, or you really don't. You cannot identify what love is. But the Lord commands us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And like I said, that's Matthew 19:19. He must think that it's important for us to love ourselves. It is as important it is to love others. But it's not enough for us just to love ourselves. We must also like ourselves. I had to write that down yesterday. We have to also like ourselves. And me not liking myself, it put me in a place where I've had the testimony so much where I couldn't stand women. And you know, I knew at an early age that God was going to use me. I just didn't know how. I just didn't know when or whatever. But I knew that just talking to my great-grandmother that something before she passed, there were some things in my life that was going to have to change. And that was loving myself, learning how to love, because that's not something that I got. But see, I didn't mold about it. I just went down the wrong path with it. I went down the wrong path always trying to prove myself or trying to make people love me by proving myself, you know, by going over, going extra, or just doing all the wrong things, not knowing that all I needed to do was just sit back and allow people who genuinely knew what love was to nurture me. But when you go through so many things, you get a hardening in your heart, and then you do go over, and then you get to the place where I just don't care, or your self-esteem got low. With me, it was the opposite. I became haughty. I became bold. I became prideful, or just had, you know, you could just be talking to me and my look could look at you crazy. My mouth would come out any type of way and whatnot. And I had to come to a realization. Listen to this. 3 years ago, you don't like yourself. You do not like yourself. So if you don't like yourself, how can you sit and say that you're going to be a vessel that God can use you? How can you sit and say, oh, God called me? And I do believe that, God. I believe it with everything in my body, that I was chosen. But see, I realized, once you realize it, once that man in the mirror come to, we didn't just start hearing about the man in the mirror in 2020. I've been at ADM now almost going on, if I'm not mistaken, close to 4 years now. So I've been hearing about it for a long time. It's just that, did I grasp it? And then God had to, again, put me in a place where I had to see it for myself. I had to live it for myself. I had to see an example. I had to have those Gideon moments where I was like, God, is this real? Is this real, Father? I mean, can this take place? Can this take place? Can I sit and see a person take they coat off their back, take they watch off their wrist? Can I see that? Can I see that everybody getting all of these different blessings and whatnot, even those that have sat and flogged different people? Are you serious? Is this who you are, Father? Is this who you are, Father, in the times of my wrongness, that you love me so much that you won't push me or allow anybody to push me over the cliff, but you'll bring me in with words of correction, or you'll give me an example of what you mean? And even when you chastise me, you'll come back and sit and say, listen, it's not meant to harm you, but it's a teachable moment. Really? Because see, when you don't grow up that way, and you can be a grown adult now, and if a person is not pouring that into you, then you stay on the same path. But I want to sit and tell you today, our Father who art in heaven, that was not the master plan. That was not the design. If we just look around every single moment, every single second, and just look at the beauty of this earth. I don't care if you're in a deserted place. I don't care if you are in a place where there's no greenery. But when you look at the skies, it says it all. The love, just the fact that you are up, you can speak, you can do whatever. Some can run, some may not. But at the end of the day, just the love that God gives you. And then he says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you hungry, your neighbor feeds you. I'm going to tell you something about AGM. I'm going to, and yeah, I'm boasting on my church now. There have been, and I'm telling, I might be talking too much, but I know that God will be pleased with it. There have been times when me and my family, I didn't know when, where, whatever, before God blessed me, before God said, look, give her this job. Give her another opportunity. Things right. Some things been stripped from her. She may have been in the wrong in some things, but I want to use, she might have been a victim more so in the wrong part, but I want you to bless her. I want you to be in a place to help her. I want you to be in a place to mold her and nurture her. And I'm sitting and telling you all, when I saw that, when my eyes was open to that, I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe that God still had people on this earth that would do and trust you and put things in your hands and bless you. Not just you, people in your family, you know, just period. I just could not believe that. And as the more that I saw it, and understand this, I'm not talking about tangible things. I'm not just talking about financial blessings. I'm talking about words of encouragement. I'm talking about words of correction. I'm talking about in a time when you know that you in the midst of praying, God, and asking God for something, and then the next minute it's right there. That's nothing but love. And in order for those type of things to take place, a person has to already be in that place, because they have to hear from God, and they have to be obedient to God, and they have to make sure that they're not messing up a plan that God has in place. But we, as a person, as a people, we have to make sure ourselves, we got to go back to number one. We have to make sure that we are in that place as well. We are in that same vein, as well. We have to encourage ourselves sometimes. We have to be in a place where we move other people out of the way. You move them out the way, you set them to the side, and just focus strictly on you, strictly on you. And I'm going to sit and tell you this. In my profession, women used to come in and out of the jail. And these women used to sit and say, oh, y'all don't have to talk mean to me. I really didn't do this. I've been lied on. This person just making up. And me being the person that I was, I don't want to hear a bitter person and took their job to a whole nother level. I don't want to hear that. The police wouldn't have brought you in here if that wasn't the case. You know, not having any type of compassion. Why? Because I did not like myself. Because I did not know what love was myself. So I had no type of compassion. But lo and behold, what did God allow to happen? The exact same thing to me. So now I'm crying. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't whatever. I didn't do this. So where did I end up? I had to be in a place where I was around women. And then when I got there, it was like, I'm just going to stay to myself. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But see, I didn't know that God had a whole nother plan for me. Because if I said and told you all the truth, everything about my walk, and even though I was incarcerated, never did I wear a uniform. Never did I sleep with all the other inmates. Because God had another plan. Because everybody that I came in contact that researched my, that was in the legal portion or had the ability to pull me up, knew that the charges that I had, that I could not do it. So God showed me favor in that way. And that favor and me still being in a capacity before me going in, I ran the house arrest unit. When I got there, they were just starting one where I was at, and I ended up still running that unit for them. That was favor. But at the same token, that it started teaching me how to, God has put me in a place where he's showing me favor, but everybody else does not have that same favor. Other people did do things. Other people were there and they were innocent and just got caught up in the wrong thing. And you know what God did? He started turning it around for me. He started turning it around, and I started communicating a little bit more. People would come, and I would pray with them, and we would walk around and just talk or whatever. But even when I came home, it still wasn't enough. It was when God took me into ADM, and he showed me what the love was. He showed me how to love. He showed me in my sternness, don't you run. Don't you walk away. You stand firm. You be unmovable because it is me that have my hand on you. It's not man. It is me who chose you out of a thing of weeds, huh? A field of weeds. And I chose you. I uprooted you and I planted you in this garden where I wanted you to blossom. That's what happened. And in that blossoming phase, I started learning how to like myself. And that light started turning into loving myself. And loving myself put me in a situation where, and I had to go through some things. It was a process. And loving myself got me to the place where no matter what takes place, I'm not going to change this. I love the feeling that I have right now. I like the fact that I can look at women and I can worship with them. I can praise with them. I can sit in and be myself with them and not be phony about it. I've had my shares of times as well that I have to catch myself and still on this day. But I can sit and say on this day that I like myself. And that light turned into love. And it's okay for me to share with my neighbors and not and sit and come back and talk about it or talk about them. Doing it with a pure heart. Doing it with genuineness. Because I had to let go of some things. And I had to be the person. You can come and you can identify the different things that's going on with me. But you can tell me whatever. And that's with anybody. You can sit and say, well, that's your opinion. But when you look in that mirror and you can truly identify things because God has placed things before you, and you can compare and sit and say, well, I don't do it this way. They must be wrong because I've been doing this for 50, you know, well, I'm not 8, 9, 10. We're not going to talk about our you know, growing up years, the years when you know better. I've been doing it doing it this way all this time. So, they must be phony. That's not real. Until God can sit and show you, yes, it is real. I did choose you. I did place you here. And now I just need you to be who you are and fix yourself up. I'm giving you an opportunity to fix yourself up. Almost 4 years later, I can sit and say, I fixed myself up. Come on, Minister Chiquita. I know you got something to add. Glory be to God. We probably have some technical difficulties here. But I just want to let you all know that even with the trainings that we are going through, it's for a betterment for us. It's for a betterment to teach us. And Phoenix was said last night, the way I was brought up was, you got to love your Jerusalem. They say the Jerusalem was at home. But I want to say this to you as well. During your hard times, during your ugly times, you still have to learn how to love self. You have to like self. You cannot pretend. See, it's okay for you to pretend to others, but at the end of the day, when you know what's residing inside of you, you know what's going on inside of you. So you can sit and you can be at a place where you feel like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to act like this today. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Who you being phony with? The other persons may know you and they may not know you. Who are you being phony with? Who do you have to live with every single day? Who do you have to walk with every single day? Self. Who do you have to, when you look in the mirror, who are you looking at every single day? Self. When you sitting and you crying and you lonely because you people just have walked away from you or they don't want to be bothered with you because of your negativity, because of your attitude, because of the ugly traits and characteristics that you're withholding inside of you. Who is it hurting? Who's blocking their own blessings? Who's hindering their relationship with God? Because God is love. It's self. We have to learn how to love self. If you can't love nobody else, if you can't love self, then you cannot blossom out. You cannot even hold on to the vine, be a part of the vine that Jesus says that we need to be a part of. You cannot, because you got the stinking thinking. You got the stench of sin. You got, yeah, it's a sin to hate. It's a sin. That's not who God is. So I sit and say, I'm just an open book. I'm an open book. And it's days that I have to still be reminded. It may be I'm going to tell you all this. First Lady Spencer, Miss Deshaun, Apostle Temple, one a thing that they taught me, and you all are going to probably think that this is so crazy, but it makes a big difference to me, to say good morning, good evening, good afternoon, because that's the way that they do their salutation. That's how they address you. A conversation does not take place until they let you know that it's good. That's the way I look at it. It's good. That's the word good always sticks out in front of me before anything else. It's the little things. See, when you see the little things like that, it's like, uh-huh, because you're not used to that. You're not used to it. Hey, you know what? Whatever. It's the little things. And when you start falling in love with yourself, You can identify those things. It may be crazy to everybody else, but to me, it's a major thing because it's not something that I was used to. It was not something I was used to doing. It shows courtesy. It shows politeness. It lets you know. It lets me know that even though you're having a bad day, I'm going to say good day. I'm going to say good morning. I'm going to say good afternoon. So I just want to let you all know that you have to just let self, just whatever it is, lay it on the table. And even if it's like, just make yourself be like puzzle pieces and move the pieces out that's not going to fit in the puzzle. I'm going to sit back now, and I'm going to allow, I'm going to open the, and allow my apostle to come on because I already know, you already know. It's not too late to have somebody come on the line, get on your phone and start texting because I know this is getting ready to go someplace because that is what he's all about. Good morning, Apostle.
Hey, good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, people of God. God bless all of you. It is a blessing. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. You might as well do, you don't have nothing else to do, so you might as well rejoice and be glad in it. You know, what Evangelist is dealing with self. People of God, understand that's your first ministry. Many people are trying to figure out by doing this and doing that and doing this. You know, being truthful to yourself and then loving yourself is your first ministry. That is even one of the first steps, even before you must engage into attraction, a relationship with God, and have a healthy relationship, amen. You first need to find yourself and begin to love yourself. You won't believe how many people have issues with their self, and they have issues about dealing with the truth with their self, and they have a hard time. This stuff is not new when people, and especially you see different things dealing with leaders and ministers, covered in on fold from them pertaining to them and themselves because they have to be truthful with yourself. Be truthful of who you are. Never be afraid. That's how God's going to be able to help you. Don't be fake or phony, but be truthful for who you are. Amen. So we have to understand that being truthful of who we are and who God made us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just stand by because I know that God has the word and whatnot. So we might be having a little technical difficulties here, but we're going to get it right. We are going to get it
Amen.
Right.
So we got to be truthful of who we are and be truthful to what God has brought us to. Because one thing about it, the truth is you. If this is the thing that gives the enemy the upper hand on people's life, when they live in denial about them, when they don't be truthful about who you are, and when you don't be truthful about you and you live in denial, you basically is living in a lie. And if you living in a lie about you, you give the enemy access to do what? To mess with you. But when you begin to script, the Bible declares, script yourself naked. It's basically telling you to be truthful of who you are. That's scripting. For those that doesn't know about the scripting naked, it's like a metaphor in the Bible using as if you've got your garment. But it's not talking about you being naked for as a physical approach, but it talks about you being naked for who you are. You being naked, you're the true you. You're dealing with the true you. Now, let's use wisdom with this thing. I'm not telling you to go and tell everybody that you got all types of issues. Oh, you got this problem. You got that going on. No. I'm not telling you to lie about it either. You know, some areas, amen, you just need to stay away from until you get it together. It's not for you to give explanation to certain people or explanation to different things because, number one, they're probably not mature to handle your issues, to handle what you are dealing with. Amen? They're probably not even mature enough to deal with that kind of stuff. So you got to have wisdom, my God, when you begin to deal with the truth or begin to talk about the truth about you. You also have to have wisdom, and you got to make sure who you stand and who you talking to, that they already shown level of maturity that they can begin to handle about you. One thing about level of maturity, when we begin to deal with truth about us and truth, and people begin to deal with truth, they don't look at you funny. They don't feel no type of way against you. They don't begin to back off on you like you contagious. Amen? You're dealing with people that is not mature enough to handle who you are and handle the truth about you. So we have to understand that. And that's one thing that God loves. He loves when people deals with the truth pertaining to them. He can help people. He can help you when you're dealing with the truth and the honesty about you. He can help you when you're dealing with the loving yourself. Before God begins to allow you to love anyone else or you truly love anyone else, first love is going to begin to come into what you loving yourself. And when you begin to love yourself, then you'll begin to recognize how to love somebody else. Many people don't even love themselves. And God got to take them through different teachings and different things so you can begin to love yourself. That's one thing that Pastor stressed here in ABM. I would tell our people, take some time out for yourself. Ladies, go and get your nails done. Go and feel good about yourself. You're making a couple of dollars. You ain't got no business around here looking like you all broke down and stuff like that. Go and love yourself. Go and take a minute out for yourself. Go and pamper yourself, because, my God, we cannot be strong as a family if we have to deal with low self-esteem. We have to deal with individuals who don't love themselves. We have to deal with all this kind of stuff. Be happy who you are. So what if you got hurt? Oh, well, you just thank God and say, listen, you know, that is blessing what you're looking at, because in the wintertime, I ain't going to get cold so quick like you. Amen? Love everything. I don't care if you got one eye on top of your forehead. Make that one eye special. Get some eyeliner and put an eyelash on that one eye if you have to. Baby, love yourself. Feel good about you. Because if you don't feel good about you, tell me who are. Many people have opinion about you. They have their opinions about how you should look, how you should carry yourself, what looks good on you. That's their opinion. But the question is, what do you say about you? And this is where many people get raised up and they begin to get opinions from other people. Opinions what other people think about them. Opinions what other people say about them. Opinions how they feel about them. Then they need to be, they need the affirmation. You did a good job. Good job. Okay, great. You have, and they're looking for encouragement and different things for people. Baby, let me tell you something. When you love you and you walking with the Lord and whatever, at the end of the day, your confidence is going to come up of who you are. You know, it's something. Let me tell you all this. It's something how the people that are not in church and in the world got more confidence than the people that is in the church. In the church, we trying to figure out, where is your confidence? Where your confidence start happening? See, that's the difference between religion and the kingdom. Because the religion will squash your confidence and be like, oh, girl, you better put that, you better put this on your head. You better not come in this church with a pair of pants on. You better put that dress on. And here comes the world. My goodness, you go to the beach, they got some, you know, they got some stuff. They oozing out everywhere and everything. And they just walking like, my goodness, you can't tell them nothing. They are the sexiest thing on the beach. That's the confidence that they have. Where's the church confidence? Then we want people to come and be saved and come to church, and at the end of the day, you don't even have confidence about yourself. You always trying to look and impress everybody else. What about making you feel good? Go shopping for once and stop looking for somebody's opinion. It's what makes you feel good. I know my wife, y'all, she is one that she has these seasons down pat. She has summer. They have winter, they have fall, she have all these seasons down pat and different attire that she needs to wear for these different seasons. And I remember she used to tell me, because, I mean, listen, I put on anything. Baby, you can't wear that. That's not fall colors or fall attire. That's another season. This is not in right now. And I always used to tell my wife, I say, baby, look, if it look good to me, if I like it, regardless of what season we in, I want to wear it. Because at the end of the day, it's about what makes you feel good. making myself look good. I don't need your attention to make myself, to, for me as a man, to keep myself groomed, keep myself clean. Because why? What I love about me is going to come out of me. How I carry myself. I love to smell good. I love, you know, cologne and different things like that. I love to smell good. I love my appearance. Amen. I love to represent God in a really godly way. It doesn't matter where I'm at. Amen. Or what I'm doing. I ain't going to be bougie with it because I put my hands into the dirt as well. But at the end of the day, who I am on the inside is going to come on out on the outside. You don't have no business. Amen. Love yourself, people. Begin to think about yourself. Can I preach just for 30 seconds? Let me just preach for 30 seconds. At the end of the day, folks don't walk you or don't left you. Folks don't talk about you. Folks don't walk over you, don't put you down. Folks was with you when you had a little bit, then they didn't know you when you didn't have nothing. At the end of the day, you done been busted. You done been disgusted. You done cried so much the tears couldn't even come out. You done about lost your mind. You about lost everything. At the end of the day, somebody, my God, on this line, tell me what you have to lose other than looking out for yourself. I was waiting on somebody to text. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose other than making yourself feel good? Folks are going to have their opinion about you regardless if you got something going on or you don't got nothing going on. It still doesn't matter with people. So you might as well just deal with yourself and love who you are and love everything about you. Don't be ashamed of where you come from. Don't be ashamed of your body. Look, I need to go and get past the surgery and pull this back. Maybe you need to do all that. Just go in the gym and get some exercise. You get it for, my God, you can get it for like a monthly payment. You know, Planet Fitness got $10 a month. You go and get it. Or you just walk around the track for free. Come on, guys. Let's begin to build us up and build yourself up. Some of you all ministers, you need to stop it. You need to get yourself built up before you can try to build somebody else up. You know, we're dealing with the silent, we're dealing with depression, we're dealing with all this kind of stuff behind the scenes, but yet we're trying to pull somebody else out. You can only impart in you, you can only impart to others what's in you no matter what you say out of your mouth. Regardless of whatever you say out of your mouth, you can only impart what's inside of you. Give what's inside of you. Love thyself. Love yourself. Your first ministry is pertaining to you. If you got a family, it's pertaining to you and your family. Not pertaining to, well, no, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to honor Christ. The Bible say, husband, love thy wife. Why in the world I keep dripping back to marriage? He say, love thy wife as Christ loved the church. So your first everything is pertaining to you and your home. Before I get out here and say, yes, God is able. He will do it. He'll take care of your family. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. Then I got an issue and fussing with my wife when she asked for a cup of water. Something wrong with this picture. I got an issue to the woman that I came in coming in agreement with and that I made my vows with when she asked me to go and do something for. But now I get up in front of people. He's able. Oh, yes, he is. Somebody say, yeah. Somebody give God a glory. Somebody give God a thing. And she's just looking at me, shaking her head. I wish you could do what you do here, my God, behind closed doors with your family. Your first ministry. If you want to master something home. If you want to master prayer, master the prayer, my God, in your home, in your life. Master that prayer. And once you master that prayer, then God will take you to do things for others. Because charity begins at home. It begins in you. Amen? Stop looking for people validation. And you get in a mirror and validate yourself. Come on, somebody. I don't care if your eyelashes is crooked. But you put them on. So if you put them on, you need to look at it and say, girl, you know what? They might be crooked, or I might be missing one over here, but I'm still fly. I still look good. Come on, somebody. Let's begin to give your own self the encouraging words. Begin to validate your own self. you got to get a liner and begin to draw your eyebrows. Baby, go ahead and draw them. Draw them things. Draw right. Go ahead and do you. And make sure you look in the mirror. You ain't worrying about what folks say. Look in the mirror. Well, shoot, I got it going on. That's what I'm talking about. One might not. It might be uneven, but I get it right. I get it right. I go home and wipe it off, and I redo it. Because it's not about what you think. It's about what making me feel good. It's about what making me, amen, come into a place of self-confidence. It's because I love myself. I don't care if I need to go. You go, where my single ladies at? Go and treat yourself. You don't need to wait on no man to go and take you out to eat. I'm just waiting on my Boaz. Keep waiting. Woman of God didn't wait on her Boaz. She went to work. She went to work. She was in the field sweating and musty there, doing different things. And the man looked at her and said, who is that? She didn't sat around and wait on him. God, send me my Boaz. And when my boo comes, I'm going to do all this here. I'm going to do it all. Baby, if you ain't doing it now, of course you ain't going to do it when it comes. Stop fooling yourself. Take your own self out to eat. Take your own self out to eat. That way, when a brother try to step up to you when you go out to eat, you can just let him know in a nice way and let him know, say, well, I'm treating myself. I don't wait on somebody to treat me. That way you put the standards up high. You put your standards up. And let them know, I want to love you for who you are. I'm not loving you because what you can do for me. I love you for who you are. What you can do for me is what you're signing up for. I'm not loving you for what you can do for me. I love you for who you are. Somebody, because I can take my own stuff out of heat. I can go and do my own. Where my ladies at? I'm coming to your ladies. I'm there. The Holy Ghost helping somebody. My God Almighty. I can go and get my own hair done. I was already getting my own nails done. Baby, I'm going to get my own massage and get my own pepper, get my own pedicure and all that. I didn't need you, my God, for that. But because you come into my life and you understand that I am a female and this female is not free male, you have to pay a bill over here. You signed up for it, so I'm going to let you do your obligation. Don't get it twisted. I can do it by myself. But I'm not going to have no ego issues or no attitude as if I don't need you. But at the end of the day, don't get, and this is self-confidence, right, lady? Come on, y'all. Come on, sister. Come on. Let's stop being around here so vulnerable. Speaking of, what you doing? I'm waiting on my husband. At the end of the day, what you waiting for? When a man finds a wife, make yourself available. And one thing about a good man, and one thing about a man that you're looking for, he loves good, strong, independent women. That man loves a woman that has self-confidence, carry themselves as self-confidence, and you can see all that. We ain't looking for something broken down and all that. Damn, we're looking for strong women. At the end of the day, it's a challenge for that man. When that man sees that woman, got everything and going on for himself, it brings that man into a place of a challenge. And that man, and one thing about brothers and men, we love a challenge. We love a challenge, amen? And once they get into that challenge, they say, listen, I know, let me take, even though she got that going on, let me go ahead and work and do different things and take her beyond where she at right now. Come on, somebody. Where my sisters at? Come on, sisters. Love yourself. Nobody else can love you if you don't even love yourself. It's going to be problems. It's going to be issues. Have you ever spent time with friends or somebody that have issues of loving themselves? It's always a problem. It's always issues. It's always this. It's always that going on. They got that going on. They need your company. And if you don't say something to them like, girl, you look fly in that dress, they got an issue with you. You must don't like them. You must got an issue. They got all these mind battles going on because you didn't tell them they look good today. What the world? Y'all know some of y'all don't experience that. You didn't tell them my like, oh, you didn't recognize that I put on this new dress? Oh, yeah, I recognize it. What do you want me to say? Nice dress, I guess. You know, they got all these types of issues because they have some issues within themselves and they need to be validated by other people. You don't need to be a validator by nobody. Can I want to let somebody know, and I want to encourage you, that you are wonderfully and you are lovingly made. You don't have to, my God, you go and be who you are. Be the best of who you are. I don't give a care where you at and what you know. Be the best. Maybe you like your makeup, you go ahead and like your makeup. You want your weed and your extension in, go ahead and do your weed and your extension in. Be the best who you are. I can care less about that religious stuff. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And if you want to be the best who you are, be the best who you are. See, this is one thing about religion. I'm going to go. I'm going to teach y'all something right now. I'm going to teach you right now. First of all, you need to go. First of all, it's two areas that you need to do some study in. I'm not going to take you through the whole Bible. First of all, you need to go and do some do studies in the Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon. Solomon began to describe in that book right there. It began to describe the beauty of a woman. It began to describe the fashion, the perfumes, and the fragrance that the woman begins to soak and begins to bathe in and come and the different types of fragrances and the oil. See, all this religious stuff that folks are like, you don't need all that. Or, baby, you better go and read the Songs of Solomon. And if you don't know the Songs of Solomon, you better go ahead and deal with these folks in Egypt. These people in Egypt that in the Bible that is talked about and different things, my God Almighty, I'm not talking about Pharaoh and his nonsense. I'm talking about these folks in Egypt. You talking about some beauty and gold and different things like that. You talking about some beauty and different things like that. You got to go ahead and do some study when you talk about some Egypt. Now, that there was a place of royalty and beauty and all that kind of stuff, what you talking about. So before you begin to explain to me what's not in the Bible, you got to make sure you read your Bible. Come on, somebody. These ladies back in the days and these different wives, these were some beautiful individuals. How they described. Look at this woman of God when she was in her late years. My God Almighty finna have a baby. You talking about a sister that in her late elder years finna have. This sister had some. This sister was strong. This sister had it going on. My God, come on, somebody. My God, read about the Songs of Solomon. We'll break it down. Tell about the beauty and the curves and the different things pertaining to, my God, different women and different things. Come on, somebody. Teaching the man how to carry yourself, how to look, my God Almighty, like something. Something biblical religion. Run for those because they want to have control over your life. Oh, you better have all that going on. You don't need to wear all that. You need to be here because at the end of the day, I'm free. And come on, somebody. That should be my last point. I'm out of here. Be respectful. Have respect for yourself. You don't have to show cleavage and show all your tail out for you to have self confidence. Baby, you can find some
nice product. My wife do it all the time. That will fit your body, fit every curve and everything and make you feel good about you. You don't have to be all provocative. And you're like, I'm waiting on my bow ass. Well, you're going to get a lot of wolves first. Because I'm telling you right now, them wolves smell blood. And they coming for you. Amen? Because of what your advertising, is. They coming for you. Do all that to get a man. You can be you, strong, independent woman, strong, independent brother. Come on, somebody. And you be who you are. You don't have to be provocative. You don't have to be revealing. You don't have to show all that kind of stuff for you can begin to get attention. You still got some love issues pertaining to yourself. You need to get it right. Because, baby, you can be in a nice, two-piece, a nice one-piece that has some respect for you. If you can't afford coach, you're going to find you a roach. You go ahead and deal with the best on your level. Not the room with the Joneses now. Deal with the best on your level. Because at the end of the day, you can still be sharp for up under $100. Come on, somebody. And you don't even have to go to the thrift stores these days. You can just go and do you some shopping online. We don't have no business to look like what we go through. We don't have no business, saints. We don't have no business to look busted down, broke down, and disgusted. Some of you women that is married, come on. You always complain. We got these women complaining about, oh, my husband, I see he's turning his eye. I see he's looking over here. I see he's looking over there. What he's doing. Baby, get him something to look at. It seems like you don't know. Why in the
morning this morning. My goodness, hallelujah. Give them something to look at. Something you don't got married and you don't get in love and all of a sudden now you don't lost everything. You got the grandma, you got one of them underwear putting on your head now, they're tied up. So you need to fix yourself up, to clean yourself. Give them something to look at. I'm telling y'all the truth. Oh, I keep my attention. First lady keeps pastor's attention. Lord have mercy. Beautiful woman. Carry herself real great. I'm in one of my eyes to anybody else because there ain't no Lord here. Give them something to look at. Goodness, you don't have to, because you're married, you got them. And you're around your house, you can still, this is where you got to come out in. This is who you are. You need to come out of you. You need to feel good about you. Come on, somebody. Look like you trash even when you're around the house. Give them something to look at. Give them something. He like curves. Well, baby, you can get some stuff that is fitable to you. Y'all go out, you got to do. Man, whistling, hollering at her. Man, my wife relationship is real tight. I just go ahead along with that, brother. Brother, I don't blame you. You got some good taste, brother. God, that's what I'm talking about. Brother, you got some good taste over there. Brother, you got some good taste. Go ahead home, brother. God, I know what you're talking about. You're going to get you a good woman. As long as you keep that eye right there, you're going to get that. You're going to get what you're looking for. You got some good taste. Come on, somebody. Brother. You want your wife to fall in love with you, and you got all this stuff. If your wife like this, she like her men to smell good. Brother, smell good. And I afford different cologne, but baby, they sell some good smelling stuff in Walgreens and Walmart. Somebody, Pastor, you probably won't even catch me slipping. My God, with my face and stuff groomed, I keep myself groomed. I just get ashamed. If you got to get, you got a job, if you got to get a haircut once a week, well, go get your haircut once a week. Because number one, it should make you feel good as a man. You get, let me tell you something. When these brothers get their haircut, they put on their outfit, that brother confidence, that brother begin, he don't walk flat-footed no more. He walk on them toes. You be seeing the calf muscle and all because he's stepping high. Come on, somebody. So, brother. You want that for the sisters. Well, you need to do the same thing. The sisters want that for you. They want that to be attracted to you. The wives want to continue to be attracted to you. Somebody, let's not sit here as if they have an obligation, even though they signed up. They feel there by choice. They're not there because they are held hostage. They feel with you by choice. Fix yourself up. And one thing about a sister, brother, they can't stand a complaining man. They don't got time. Listen, they'll complain all day. They cannot deal with a complaining man that always got something to say. Just like you don't like a nagging woman, they don't like a nagging man. Somebody? What's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, my wife, yeah, I see what my wife looking at. That brother got a little muscle right now. That brother got a little muscle going on. Look at that brother's shoulder. He got some pipes going on. Get yourself out the bed and begin to work out. All it's going to do is help your health. It's going to help your health. It's going to help you to be healthy even more anyway. And that's what that might, that, you want to, what's wrong with picking up a couple of dumbbells and getting a little shape going on? Let's stop being selfish when it pertaining to different things as if this is what folks know. Let's stop being selfish. Let's begin to understand that at the end of the day, it's much more about me because what's in me is going to affect what's around me and what I'm connected to as well. So let's stop being selfish because once you begin to be selfish and you feel as though I don't have to do anything to come, I can just be who I am in the inside. I ain't loving myself. I don't care nothing about myself. Well, that is a turnoff to whatever companion, connection, or things around you. It's a turnoff. And now you want to get mad because, oh, you ain't treating me the same. You ain't want to come over here by me. Well, you got to, you, you, why would I? Because I don't want to be dating my mother. I want to be dating my wife. I want to be dating my woman. So I can with my mother now. That's eternal. So thanks to God, come on. I think I've got enough. Lord have mercy. We don't get in marriage and everything else. Even yesterday. Listen, you all got to understand, love yourself first. Your first home, love your home. Love that different things. Be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to your home. That is your first responsibility. Learn how to carry yourself before you start teaching somebody else how to carry their stuff. Make sure you get your stuff in order, things in order.
Let's make sure we deal with home first and you deal with your life first.
That's your first assignment pertaining to the kingdom. It's not this other stuff and God got this calling on my life and all that. God had a strong calling on Pastor Life. But at the end of the day, Pastor Five found, at that time, his potential wife and that first lady. Then before I even was engaged in some ministry, I made sure our relationship was intact and we got married. First lady, I tell you, before I even started anything, I had to wait on God. God had to deal my life first before I even started trying to engage and tell anybody about theirs. And once God began to put things in order, that's when I told God, okay, God. And that's when this broadcast got birthed, I think 2014. That's when this broadcast got birthed because God began to complete different things in my life. And I said, okay, you honor your word. I got to honor mine. And I began to work. Now we got over 3,000 or 4,000 folks that tunes in. So let's begin to deal with home first. Because when you begin to deal with yourself and deal with home, at the end of the day, you keep a lot of things out. The enemy stays out. A lot of problems stays out. Instead of you have a person that's pulling you and say no, 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 you'll have a person that has your back and say yes, yes, yes. Some things you cannot please and some things it ain't even worthwhile. But at the end of the day, I got to have a balance in my life. That when I'm dealing with ministry and when I'm dealing with home, my wife don't want me speaking in tongues as I'm frying her some eggs. No telling what might fly out my mouth. Amen? She want her eggs. And she want her husband to bring her eggs. She don't need her pastor to bring her some eggs. My wife don't need me to bring her something to drink. And as we drinking something to drink, I'm dealing with communion. You get the drink, this is my body, eat it, this is the blood, and pour it, and drink this. She don't need that. She need her what? She need a man. She need a husband. She need that man she don't first fell in love with. She need that Rico Suave brother. Amen? And let me tell you, when you begin to have balance, it begins to bring the home stronger into relationship and into work of ministry. Pastor got to go, y'all. I got things I got to do. My God, for my supervisor to give me a call. Amen. God bless you all. Back to you, Evangelist.
Hey, what a word. This is what I'm talking about, the truth. I'm talking about just being truthful, being transparent, not holier than thou, not the religious, but being truthful, being honest, and bringing and knowing that it is coming from a true man of God. I enjoyed today's segment. I took me some notes, made me some little comments and whatnot, had some little laughs. But I just thank God for the transparency. I thank God for where he took Apostle. You can hear he was like, I don't know why I'm here. That's what God, he wanted us to hear that. So I'm just so grateful and thankful that you all again joined in with us. Call somebody else. Let them know. Come on this on the ADM line because you don't know what God may say, what he may do, and where he may take you. We want to tell you that we love you. ADM loves you, but God loves you most. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Go out. Touch somebody. Just let somebody know that God is love. And how can you tell them? It's because you're learning to love yourself if you have not already done so. So we just want to say we thank you, we love you, and have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless.